sergeant!
Who gave you permission to film? Get off the steps!
If you don't shut up...
I'm calling the police now! Call 911 now! You know what, asshole? Call the police now! You've been told before not to come! I'm calling the police!
You fucking asshole!
You little monkey!
You bastard!
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Yes, I am!
I can guarantee you peace of mind. I don't feel so peaceful. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom here at the library.
Okay.
And there's a man defecating over here. It's very, very loud and very smelly. Can you do something about that?
Very funny.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Big Neon, are you here? Neon. Neon. Hello?
I'm here. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. You will take them out from me. She said very funny. You think she was
she did.
Serious?
I think she wanted to join in.
Alright, you talk to her. Say something. It's like warm up. Warm up time.
University of Wisconsin Libraries. May I help?
Hi, I have a question about your facilities there. I'm going to be a new student.
Okay. What can I help
What are your hours today?
Are you specifically interested in Memorial Library or a different library?
The one that I'm calling, I don't know which one it is.
We answer for all the libraries, and the Memorial Library is the one that's across from University Bookstore, and we are open until 11:45 tonight.
11.
There is a library on campus, College Library, which is open 24 hours except for Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay. I'll have to just come by, but how are your restroom facilities there?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Are they usually pretty full? Is it, you know, you usually have a lot of traffic there, just anyway in general?
We have a large restroom. No, they're not usually full.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
May I ask why you're asking? Is there some special issue? I mean, because I'd be happy to give you more information about, you know, if there are special facilities that are required.
Mostly for disabled people. Just wondering, you know, are you ADA specific or friendly?
Yes, we have ADA accessible bathrooms.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're open till 11:45. Let's see. Going to be majoring in computer science. Do you have a big computer lab?
We do have a computer lab. It's on the first floor. It's room 140.
Okay.
And you'll need
a note of that.
You know, your UW NetID to log on to those computers.
And that's only for students, correct?
Students, faculty, and staff.
Okay. Do they have guest logins?
No, they do not.
They do not. Okay. So I definitely need to register.
Not in that special lab, but there are computers all in the rest of the library that are open.
Okay. I don't have a dorm just yet, and I'm working on that. You're going back to the bathroom facilities. Is it okay if I take a bath in the bathroom sink?
I don't believe so. I have a better number, the person who handles more security and building issues.
Oh, but I really like the library because it's quiet.
Right, right. No, I'm not suggesting that you not use the library, but someone that can answer more questions about the physical facilities in the library.
Especially your ladies' restrooms, are they adequately supplied with tampons and sanitary napkins?
I am not positive.
Oh, are you kind of off that? Is that why? Are you in menopause? Is that why?
I prefer not to answer any personal questions.
Okay. Is there a baby changing station in the bathroom?
No.
Just for, then that's not really ADA safe, is it, or friendly? Because especially for, like, adults that have adult diapers and issues like that, I would think that would be something you guys would want to have, especially for students, you know, all ages.
Yeah. This is why I'm suggesting that I need to turn you over to someone who has a better understanding of our facilities. And let me get you that name and a phone number and an email.
Well, don't give up on me. I mean, you know, you said that you answer the calls for all the libraries. I was just, you know, are you just a general information or you just have no idea what's going on?
We have general information here, but one of our best services is referring to the best person who can answer your questions.
Well, don't take that attitude with me, madam. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, you're not being very welcoming for me as a new student. Just because I have some, you know, some issues that go along with me being a student, I don't really appreciate that.
I'm sorry if I've given that impression. I would love to welcome you to the library, but giving you the best information is the best way I can welcome you.
Okay. And do you have any positions available at the library?
For that, I would need to have you look at our... I can give you, first of all, I'll give you the number of our...
Oh, fuck, man. Department. You're totally, like, you have no information. You have no information. I don't even know why you're answering the phones. Did you just walk in today and just say, I'm going to sit on a telephone and just talk to people? I mean, do you have any information you can give me, anything, aside from passing me off to someone else? You're stupid and lazy. And I think all you want to do is just pass the buck on to someone else. I can't believe you.
The audio, her audio was really low. I'm hoping it was just her call. Just her. We'll see. We'll do another one.
We can live if we're too afraid to die.
This is David.
Yeah, what's cheesin'? What's that about? That sounds stupid.
What?
What's Chazen? Who was Chazen? Chazen? Who was that ad yet?
This is the Chazen Museum of Art.
Yeah, who was it named after? Who was that asshole?
Oh, it's the family from New York who was the, who were donors.
Were they Jews?
What?
Were they Jews? Are they Jews?
I don't know.
This sounds Jewish. I don't know if I want to be a part of this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed sounds to good, go. I'm you. Supposed to go down there and show my art.
Okay.
Do you know who it is I'm supposed to see when I get there about my exhibit?
Who is this?
This is... Well, they call me the human, but my real name is Eddie Cross.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
No. It's Siri. I gotta talk. Fucking get... I got his name, and I hung up. I took care of that. Another issue handled by that guy.
Chase Museum, this is Melinda.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go down there and provide a living exhibit tomorrow. I needed to know the details about the bathroom.
Who have you been speaking with about this?
Some Jew. You know the Jew guy there?
I don't identify people using that as a criteria. Do you have a name?
He's got like a big nose, like a big Jew nose. You don't know who I'm talking about?
No, but I think you're offensive.
No,
maybe if you find out the name,
I'm Jewish,
you can call back.
Ma'am, I'm Jewish. I'm just trying to get the information about the location so I can figure out, you know, where I'm going to be. This is going to be Saturday and Sunday between 11 and 5, I guess. I'm going to be doing my art. I put a big canvas on the ground, and I put the blue paint enema inside me, and I let it go.
All right, let me see if there's someone that can help you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
shit out the paint. Okay. A big Jew nose. I'm trying to find their staff, museum staff here. Curatorial. I thought it was custodial. I got to find a Jewish name here. Steve Johanowicz? I guess that's pretty Jewish. No, that's like Polish. I don't think they have any Jews working here. Sinfield, maybe? Wanberg? Wanberg, there you go. That's a Kate. He's a curator of education. Counted his last name is Chandrakanthan. I knew a guy's last name was Czech Macarian. It was really, we called him Czech, Big Czech. He was a big guy. He had a heart attack at 40 something. Like I'm going to. Yeah. Like I'm going to. Great way to handle it. Worst museum ever.
Chasing Museum of Art, this is David.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do the anal art museum exhibit there this weekend. Can you please stop disconnecting me? I was just talking to a woman there. I was trying to get a hold of Marianne Fitzgerald.
Sure, one second.
Hey, listen.
Yep.
Hey, do you have power outlets there that I can use? Because it's an electronic paint enema that I put in my anus before I release it and it goes on the paint canvas. Then I do all five colors. How many colors? Yeah, it's five or six colors. I do it to Pack a Bell's can. Pack a Bell's can.
Hello, you've reached the massage clinic. Our clinic is now closed.
Therapeutic my ass. A theater called the Orpheum. I will pass. Place called Graze, Graze, a restaurant. I'm guessing they just do vegetarian stuff. That'd be my guess. Let's look at their website and find out. Prepare myself.
Probably a bunch of like bitchy people that work there.
Probably. Menu. Let's see. The concept. That's a better idea. Inspired by New York Castro Pub scene, the menus feature a range of classics executed in a higher level than traditional grub food. We chose the name Graze because grass-fed animals and rotational grazing are important to us. Yes, they are. All right, good.
On Graze, how may I help you?
Yeah, do you have any... You do all grass-fed there, right?
Sorry, what was that?
You do all grass-fed there, damn it?
Yeah. some things. We are a farm-to-table restaurant, which means we source most of our food locally.
Okay, shut up. Yeah, because I want to feed my... I just feed my wife grass and hay.
Okay.
So I figured this would be the best way. I just, like, I literally... All she eats is grass and hay. Like, I cut it outside. I feed her the trimmings. I cut the grass and feed her the trimmings.
Thank you for calling Grace. How may I help you?
Why'd you hang up, asshole?
Hello?
Why'd you hang up on me? I am messing with that fucker. I'll pick a better target. Grace.
Like, I really want to eat from this restaurant. It's like, they show all the food, and then they show the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the food again. I'm like, ew.
They show you what you're eating for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Madison Gas and Electric Company. If you know the name of the person you wish to reach and want to use our automated corporate directory, press 1. To speak with a customer service representative, please stay on the line.
Okay. Is that the number to the scammers with the vouchers?
I don't know.
Madison Gas and Electric, this is Colleen.
Yeah, the computer doesn't go.
Hello?
Yeah, my computer doesn't go. What's going on?
What do you mean your computer doesn't go?
The power doesn't go on it. And I called the cable company, and they did troubleshooting, and they said that the computer isn't powering on, and they said that's a power problem.
So, what is your address?
It's 1223 Horse Machine Ranch Road. You need to send a truck over here to fix the computer, because it's not getting power, and you're the power.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Okay, you said... okay, hang on, sir. You said 1223...
Damn it, fucking shit! 1223 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Okay, are you trying to get a hold of Madison Gas and Electric?
No, I'm trying to get a hold of you, God damn it. That's why I'm on the phone with you, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not bringing up your street. Could you spell the street, please?
Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's brand new. It's a brand new subdivision. Maybe you're stupid. You don't have it in there yet.
Okay. Are you trying to reach Missouri Gas and Electric?
I'm trying to reach you, I said, God damn it.
Okay. If you keep talking to me like that, I am going to hang up the phone.
Okay. Can you look up labia? Hello?
What is this?
Labia vulva?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to bring up the address that you are giving me does not come up in our system.
Can you try looking up 112 labia vulva vas deferens?
I'm sorry, sir. That's not in our system.
You don't have any service in VAS deferens, the city of VAS, V-A-S?
No, that's why I'm saying I think you've got the wrong utility company.
Fucking shit. This is the number it says on here, on the power thing here. On the meter,
what is the name? Okay, I'm trying to help
you,
sir.
It says it got the number on the meter, motherfucker.
Okay, this conversation
is done.
I can't believe she actually looked that up.
She was staying a long time.
You should ask her if her name's Dolores.
This conversation is over. What about you, Neon? Do you hear better?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All of our representatives are assisting other customers.
Thank you.
Please hold, and we will assist you as soon as possible.
You want to talk to power company?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I don't know. I think we're on hold, but I don't know.
Broke it.
Forget it. Move on.
Yeah.
Ooh, a co-op. Spell is celebrating their 40th year. All right.
Three co-op East, this is Valerie.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Hello?
What's co-op?
This is a grocery store?
Yeah, well, what's co-op mean?
It's cooperative.
What's that mean, I said? Damn it.
It means that we're owned by our shoppers.
Oh, yeah?
Yes?
So I can just get what I need?
Excuse me?
I can just get what I need?
Your phone is really hard to hear.
I can just get what I need? I can just get what I need, I said?
Are you...
Huh?
You... I don't understand the question.
Do you have potatoes?
Yes, we have potatoes.
Yeah, and I can get a potatoes there?
Yeah. If you're a non-owner, there's just a 5% surcharge.
Yeah, and other than that, it's free.
No.
I own this place. I own it. You said it is owned by me.
We are owned by our shoppers, but
yay!
You have to pay for merchandise.
Go. You want to go home? You can go home, honey. You can go home early.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I wanted to send you home.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, you can go home. You want to go home with pay? I'm giving you permission. I'm the owner. I'm the boss.
I feel like you're being kind of rude, and I don't really know how else I can help you.
What about, do you have labia there? Labia?
Please don't call back.
Labia! You know what it means. Wow. You talk to them, Nia. If they pick up.
Co-op East, this is Jesse speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Jesse. I'm new to the area. What exactly does your store carry?
Our store is a focus on organic and natural foods, also local foods.
Mm-hmm.
We're a grocery store cooperative, so we're owned by our owners. You don't have to be an owner to shop here. There is a 5% markup on top of what you buy if you're not an owner. To buy in as an owner of a co-op, you can start a membership here for just $10 to start a one-year membership.
How's your produce there? Okay, thank you for that, but how's your produce there?
I'm sorry?
How is your produce?
Our produce is, I would honestly say that it's probably the best in town. Right now, about 95% of what we have there is all organic. Mm-hmm. Again, we do try to focus on local when we can, but some certain things are hard to come by. But we do have
really
a very
like,
wide selection.
I like the organic stuff, but I'm looking for a lot of... like longer type vegetables, like cucumbers or eggplant, if I can bear it. But do you have a lot of those?
Yeah, we do have cucumbers.
Okay. Let's see. What else do I want? What else do you carry? Do you guys carry different types of water? Or I'm just
we do.
Looking for a good place to shop.
Correct.
Oh, you do. So, what kind of water
Correct.
Do you have?
All kinds of waters. We have coconut water, regular water, aloe vera water.
Ooh. Oh, you're singing my tune here. Do you guys have coconut oil?
We do.
You do? Have you ever tried
we do.
Coconut oil?
Me personally, no.
Is the water GMO-free?
Yes.
It is? How do you know?
Because it's not genetically modified.
Okay. Well, you never know these days, especially, I'm looking for, well, see, I really liked what you said. I'm totally turned up because you said coconut water, and that kind of merges two things that I really like, which are coconut oil and water. So do you think that it could be used as a good natural lubricant?
Really? Shit. He held that long just to hang up.
I think
up
he was
like
gay.
Shit. Damn. This is the water gluten-free. Right, Sloth. Gluten-free water. They should put that on water. Gluten-free! It's a selling point. Why not? They put fat-free on chocolate.
Oh. God, my voice is all fucked up.
Yeah, you have a shitty voice. Kidding.
Sounds all manly and shit.
I think I'm done with the show. Done.
Alright, bye.
I'm bored. You're all boring me. Hang on, I'm looking for more numbers.
What about those two that I put in there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Starting with the scammers. You're trying to scam him. God damn it. You know who Daniel Dark is trying to add me on?
It's Joke Fiend 183, I think.
He's tried adding me as Joke Fiend, and I didn't. I don't know that guy. I added Steve Aspinwall, and it was a mistake. This is weird.
Shit.
I should not have done that. Shit. Hang on, I'm copying that number now. Stand by. Co-op. What a scam.
Thank you for calling Tech Support. How can I help you?
Yeah. I need help with a computer. It said I need to help.
Yes, how may I help you?
It said my computer doesn't go to call this number for help.
Yes. What problem you are facing?
I'm trying to get to the website. It doesn't open.
Okay, can I have your first name?
Yeah, Daniel Dark.
And can I have your phone number?
Yeah, it's 676-2448.
No, I'm asking your phone number,
Oh, is that your phone number? You said a phone number. Can I get a phone number, you said?
No, provide me your phone number so I will call you back.
No, you can't call me back. You have to handle it now.
Because, sir, this is a server line, and it will going to be disconnected at any point of time.
It's a federal...
I'm asking about your phone number, so I will call you back.
No. Handle now. Transfer me now, motherfucker. Look, do you want to get my computer or not?
You, motherfucker.
No, you, motherfucker! Those are the scammers, and they call you back relentlessly, because I gave them my Skype number once, and they kept calling so much for like a week.
Like, oh, call back.
We got one. You motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Tech Support. How may I help you?
Fix computer.
Hi, sir. I'm having problems with my computer. Do you think that you could help me? Can you help me, please? I'm having problems accessing the Blue E.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. What is the problem you are having on your computer?
I can't access... You know that program? It has the big Blue E on it. I can't get in... I think it's the internet. I can't get onto it.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your phone number?
Here we go.
Area code 206-348-4218.
Oh, shit. Here, let me see. Here we go.
Why did he hang up?
They just always want to call you back. That's the way their scam works.
Oh,
they call you back.
Call it again.
Yeah. They're like in this... sweatshop, probably in India. Call numbers or you get beat.
Thank you for calling tech support. How may I help you?
Thank you for calling.
Hey, why did you hang up on me? I need help. I need help. I can't get my website to go. You hung up right in the middle of
me. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Tits McGee, and I can't get my website
right,
up.
Can
I need
have
to make
your
my
phone number?
Go.
You didn't even make note of the name, asshole.
Hello?
What's her name? What's her name?
My name is David.
Yeah, right. What is it really?
Hello?
What's your real name?
Is your name David Miller and you're calling with West Coast Cash?
No.
Yeah, David's okay. Yours.
This is an independent company.
Indian pendant?
An India pendant, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We get it. That's funny.
Hello?
India pendant company.
I'm trying to get to my website and it's .xxx. Can you help me? Or are you just going to sit down?
Can I have your phone number so I will call you back?
I don't need a phone number. I'm asking for help now.
Sorry, ma'am. This is a server line and it will disconnect at any point of time.
You call me miss. You don't know me.
Motherfucker.
You don't know my fucking life.
Motherfucker you.
Don't use abusive language, otherwise I will call to the U.S.
You don't even speak English.
And I will going to arrange
your lodge a complaint against you. What do you know about offenses?
What? Wait a minute. What are you going to do?
This line is recording.
What are you going to do?
This line is recording.
You don't have my permission.
And if you keep using this language,
Neon,
I will lodge a complaint to the U.S. government.
What are you going
to
do?
This is recorded right now.
You're going to report this to the U.S. government?
This line is recorded.
You're going to report us
to
the U.S. government.
This is recording right now.
We're recording, too.
Every line is recorded.
I'm recording, too. We are you Banchod?
That's okay. You
Banchod?
Are using the abusing language.
Banchod? Banchod?
If you contacted the U.S. government, they'd send you back.
They're in India. I'm going to contact the U.S. I'll contact the U.S. government, and they will get you. They called me asshole. Fuck at you.
I do that.
Help, U.S. government, help.
You should call like that.
Oh my god. If you are using language, I will report this call to the U.S. government, and we are recording the calls. Right. I'm sure the U.S. government's going to give a toss. Shit. I cannot believe he said that. That is hilarious.
Sloth is right. He's on his way to the embassy as we speak.
Yeah, right now. That's where he's on answering. He's like, okay, guys, I go to embassy now to report new call.
I'm sick of it.
I take tape and I take to play for them. Look, you people call me and say these things.
You're speaking language out?
Your language so bad. Oh, my ear. All right, American Jewelry and Loan. These guys always get mad, says Dashy. Or you did, I guess.
Dashy
did. Okay, good. We'll call that place back later. That's fucking awesome. I will report you to the U.S. government. I almost just fucking lost it. He said, I will report you to government. They will not be happy. They will take recording and trash you.
Thank you for calling American Jewelry and Loan. We are located on Greenfield, one block south of 8 Mile. Our regular business hours are 9:30 a.m. till 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Saturday, and we are closed on...
I'm sorry, zero is...
I guess they're closed today because... Let me hear the message again, see if it was closed today. I hit that button at the most inopportune time.
Thank you for calling American Jewelry and Loan. We are located on Greenfield, one block south of 8 Mile. Our regular business hours are 9:30 a.m. till 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Saturday, and we are closed on Sunday. For the loan department, press 1.
Oh, they're open.
For layaway, press 2. For jewelry sale, please.
I would climb the garden wall with a candle in my hand.
Yes.
For a among the hills that run to a hall of rock and sand.
I'm dipping into my strategic reserves. Okay, two songs at the same time, Carlito. Doesn't make for good radio.
Now we're never bound to.
We're not androids like Lieutenant Commander Data.
Currently, all loan associates are busy assisting other callers. If you are calling for a quote on a product to loan, we do not provide pricing information over the phone. Please bring the product into the store. If you are calling about a loan you already have or an extension, please remain on the line for the next available associate.
Oh, shut up. So Dashy says that yesterday he said he was going to report you guys to the FBI. Were you on that conference?
Mm-mm, I wasn't there yet.
Oh, my God. I will call FBI. FBI, help. I'm trying to scam America, and they call me making fun. It's just like... I wake up, my pants unbuttoned. That's the best story. That he went to the dentist. The dentist sat him down, punched him in the face, gave him the laughing gas, and then when he woke up, his pants were unbuttoned and his teeth were all broken, and they kicked him out of the back of the dentist's office. That was the premise of that prank call.
That's the one where the lady's like, "Sir, you need to get it together."
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
I need a lawyer.
I wake up, my pants unbuttoned. Can you imagine going to the dentist, you wake up, your pants are unbuttoned?
That happens, though.
Yeah, to women. I mean, well, men, too. Yeah, it happened to me. Well, my dentist asked me to get to my underwear. I don't know why, but it's his rule.
Nothing.
He's like, please, I need you to put this robe on and get in your underwear, he tells me.
They didn't ask me to put a robe on. They just said to...
Show your tits.
Show them.
That was an episode of Golden Girls where one of them was going to the dentist and the dentist was like, wow. Like, he kept looking at her tits.
It's probably Blanche.
No, it was the Betty White one, or whoever her name is.
Oh, no.
Oh, Blanche would be all over it. Blanche would be like, oh yeah, doctor, take me. She was a whore. I would have fucked her back then. Blanche, fuck yeah. You would have too.
Yeah.
Blanche, she looked like... She was the slutty one, right?
Yes. Yeah. She was the Southern Belle.
Southern whore. She looks like she'd be bi. Maybe we should try it.
I should try that next time, Sloth. I should bring my own strips to the dentist. Because nothing
Currently,
says you're going to have a good...
All loan associates are still
sit up there.
Other callers.
Shit.
Your call is very important to
they
us.
Come in, you're like...
Please remain on the line for the next available associate. All calls will be answered in the order in which they were received.
Oh, shit. Send a dentist here has stirrups and it'd be like, It's like Jayad said he had to use his stirrups when he got his vast deferens cut.
Dude, like, those things are no joke.
Carlito watches Golden Girls. I saw it when I was a kid. Like, it was always on either in syndication or when it was on NBC, dude. It was just on. It was TV back then, bro.
Definitely.
I was a kid, man. I'm a kid of the 80s. Oh, hey. Not like I watch it now.
I liked watching Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere.
And sometimes Give Me a Break. That one was okay.
I forgot about... And what was the one with the girls, the four girls?
Facts of Life?
Facts of Life, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that? Even when it got to George Clooney.
I don't remember this. See, I don't remember the cameos like that, but...
Oh, well, that was, like, in the 90s, like, when they got out of the school and they opened that restaurant.
Oh, yeah, they were fucking George Clooney?
No, he was just, like, the guy that would just, like, help out around there. And cool. Mackenzie Astin came out in it.
There was the big girl. There was Tootie was a black girl, right? I remember the big girl.
There was Claire was the snooty, and Joe was the dyke.
Shit. Yeah, dude, Give Me a Break. I forgot about it. That was great. Nell Carter. I think she's dead. She passed a few years
ago. Yeah, she died a long time ago.
She was a black Jew. Disgusting, right? What's up with that? I'm sorry. It's horrible. Oh, my god. So was the Candyman. Sonny, what's his name? Who was the Rat Pack, the Black Rat Pack?
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes, he was a junkie.
Who can make the sunrise?
Cuckoo, baby.
Have you seen Tommy Davidson do
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Fuck yes.
No, really?
Holy shit, on In Living Color, yes. He did, God, he got the eye and everything.
Yeah, I have a torrent. I downloaded all the In Living Color episodes. I have to check that out. I haven't watched them. I downloaded every single Iron Chef, man. I think I talked about this already. All the old classic Iron Chef. Got all those motherfuckers. I love that shit. Nice. Are we going to keep holding? I forgot we were holding. I didn't realize.
Oh, no. I don't think they ever picked up.
Shit. Let's call the scammers again. Why not? Sorry. Wasn't paying attention. I got to pee, too.
I can answer questions in chat.
How about I connect this to the scammers while I go pee, and if they hang up in the meantime, then answer questions. Cool? Cool. You got my back. Thanks, bro. Okay, I'm going, bye.
Thank you for calling Tech Support. How may I help you?
Hi, is this David?
Pardon?
Is this David?
No, ma'am, this is...
I just called and said that you would help you. We got disconnected. You were going to help me with my internet.
How may I help you?
I'm trying to make my Blue Ego.
Okay. So do you have a problem?
I do. I can't get on the Blue E.
Okay. Which software do you have a problem?
What's that?
Which software do you have problem? What type of problem do you have?
It's not making the internet machine go. I try to get on the computer, and it says it cannot be connected. And I keep hitting that little blue E that's down on my computer, and I'm really confused.
Okay. Do not worry, ma'am. Do not worry. You will call me back.
Oh, no. Well, can you help me now? I really need help now. David, are you there? Okay, cool. I can't tell because it's not on my end. Okay, question time. Okay, Dust Bernadette, Gladys Knight or Toni Braxton? Depends on the mood. At a Mexican restaurant, do you run out of chips? I think chips first, Dust.
Huh?
I'm answering questions. The guy hung up.
Oh, how'd it go?
He didn't do anything. He just... Oh. I couldn't even hear it hang up.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, hello?
Sorry, I had to feed the cat, too. Dobby gets real upset if he doesn't get his lunch. And he didn't... I don't feed him lunch every day, and I skipped their lunch. Yesterday was lunch skip day for them. And he was not happy. He'll knock stuff down off tables and shit trying to get my attention. Especially in the mornings. Like, if he thinks I should have been up to feed him already, he will get on the dresser and knock shit down. Knocks down all my colognes and my deodorant.
Because you don't use those anyway, right?
Nah, fuck that. Okay, sure. But they'll be like I might leave a cup of water next to my nightstand. He'll knock that down, water everywhere and shit. You can only leave water out overnight, because if he gets upset and he knocks it down, it's going on the floor. And if it's something red, like juice or something, forget it.
Ooh.
He's done that before. He's a little shit.
Ooh. Are your cats big?
Dobby's an orange cat, so he's kind of big. Chloe's small. Dobby's the asshole. Chloe just sits. I think Chloe tells him, hey, do this shit. Because she's food aggressive. Okay, anyway.
I need to know this, because if I get a cat, I need to know this.
You do. It depends on the cat's personality, too.
I want a bitchy cat. Yeah.
Okay, we're trying the American Jewelry again, because supposedly they get mad. We'll see if they pick up this time.
Hello?
Thank you for calling American Jewelry and Loan. We are located on Greenfield.
I'm doing layaway this time.
Somebody's birthday.
Hi, this is Ni Hao.
Ni Hao.
Ni Hao.
Ni Hao. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, sure.
One duck.
Hello?
One duck?
Oh, a hoduck? Hello?
Yeah, I want a duck.
Oh, yes, we have a half duck and a hoduck. Which one do you want?
I want the whole duck so I can fuck it.
The whole duck come with a duck soup and a cumi duck bones. And half duck, it just come with a soup.
Does the duck have a nice pussy? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, does the duck have a nice pussy? Nice tight vagina?
What?
Does the duck have a nice vagina? A nice tight vagina for me to use?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Do you know what is vagina?
Vagina?
Yeah.
So, I said the half duck is just come with a soup.
Yeah, but vagina, soup. Vagina. You know vagina?
Vagina? We don't have a vagina.
No? Oh, shit.
No.
You don't know what vagina is?
No.
A duck vagina? What do you have between your legs?
So, sir, so you want order half duck or whole duck?
A whole duck.
A whole duck?
I want you to make two ducks like they're on top of each other having sex. You know what that means?
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry, I had to... Sorry, bye.
I have to... Okay, bye. Okay. She had to go. Da,
da, da, da. Hello?
Yeah, do you have beef?
What?
Beef?
What do you say? We have beef? Yeah, we do.
No, B.
So what do you favor?
B-I-B? Or G-B-I?
No, we don't have that.
G-B-I?
No, we don't have that.
Shabby? Shabby?
What do you fucking want to know?
I want to know
what
if
you fucking
have,
want to say.
I want. Do you have yin?
What do you fucking want to say?
Yin Dao.
What do you want to say?
I want yin Dao.
You want what?
The duck yin Dao.
You the son of the bitch! Shut up! Let's forget my phone number. I just take get out of here.
You fucking shithead!
What the fuck? That escalated fast.
Yeah, because I was saying words for vagina in Mandarin Chinese. I guess that. I guess you figured it out. What the fuck you come out here?
Hello, Duck Palace.
Daima.
Hello.
Daima.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Do you have Daima?
Sir, if you call this number again, I have to tell the policeman.
And tell them about Yin Dao. Yin Dao, yeah, Yin Dao. Yin Dao. Vagina, Yin Dao. Medical term for vagina. I think they understood these things I said. She called police department. You want to talk to them, sir? Neon's going to talk to them. Yay!
I'm here.
Hello?
Hi, sir. How are you today?
Good, good.
Are you taking orders?
How are you doing?
I'm doing
fine,
sure,
thank
you. Are you taking orders?
Oh, yes, of course.
You are? That's nice. Are you going on a break soon?
I'm sorry?
Are you going on a break soon?
No.
You're not? Oh. I'm around the corner. I thought that maybe we could meet up. I've been going into your restaurant for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's better. That's better.
What does that mean? I said I've been going into your restaurant for a while, and I've noticed yes. you. Do you want to meet up?
Yeah, so if you want to come here, it's better.
Oh, you want me to come to you?
Yes, that's better.
Are you interested?
Yes, of course.
You like girls?
Sorry about that.
Oh. Sorry about what?
Sorry about what? Sorry, I like girls. Maybe his wife showed up.
Oh, shit.
And he said sorry about that.
Call
her.
Back. I want to talk to this guy again.
All right. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be better if you come to me.
Oh, yeah. It's safer. I'm married.
Adios, compa y gato. Como otras veces me ha dicho. El sinvergüenza.
I don't stink their answer.
Y lo voy a matar. Por decirme gato.
Nope.
Ay, ay, gato encerrado. Ahora mismo al instante
se jodió. Next.
A la chingada.
Mexican. You're so Mexican.
I'm not Mexican.
That was Mexican, what you just said. A la chingada.
A mierda, putanos.
Como tres veces me ha dicho. El sinvergüenza.
Numbers, right? Yeah.
Y lo voy a matar.
Lo voy a matar.
I'm going to kill you. He's saying he's going to kill you for calling him a cat. His song is Don't Call Me Cat.
El ratón se come el queso lo da la leche la da la vaca tiene dos tarros, tú ves. Lo mato, lo mato. Por decirme que yo lo digo, sí, sí.
I'm looking for a number.
Que yo lo digo, sí, sí. Por decirme gato, a ese sinvergüenza de mi compadre.
I got a deli and ice cream parlor.
Yo lo voy a matar. Él quería compararme con el pequeño ratón. Porque el ratón come queso. Porque el queso lo da la vaca. Tiene dos tarros, la vaca tiene dos cuernos. Eso es lo que él quería. Quería decirme tarro.
Ella's Deli. A complete copy of our menu is available online at ellasdeli.com. Like us on Facebook for online-only giveaways and specials. For hours of operation, press 1.
No.
For to-go orders or to speak with the host staff, press 0.
Host staff.
It's that. Ugh. Midwestern, like Fargo. Accent.
Fargo.
Is it?
Don't channel.
Bounce Dale.
John speaking.
Hey, yep. How you doing, don't you know?
What'd you say?
How you doing, don't you know?
And I don't know how I'm doing.
Stupid. I want to make an order.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. I'd like to make an order.
Eddie, you talk to people like that?
I'm a big fan. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan.
A big fan of Ellis?
Yeah, I love that place. I love your place. God, yeah. So good. I love everything there.
Okay, let's take the order, and I'll stay as professional as I can. Go right ahead, please.
Okay, effeminate boy. I like, let's see here, one ice cream?
Look, sir, what? Sir, uh-huh. I promise you, did you call me stupid and you just called me effeminate boy?
No. I think you misheard. I wanted to make an order, sir. I don't want to say that I'm bisexual myself. I wouldn't say anything like that. If I did, I wouldn't mean an offense.
Okay, well, we just refrain. So let's take the order then. Okay.
Okay? One sweet and sour cabbage bowl. Okay, boy. You got that?
Yep.
All right. One vegetarian soup bowl.
Okay.
Chicken matzo ball noodle bowl.
Okay.
Okay. Chicken matzo ball bowl.
The other one had noodles in it, correct?
Yep.
One noodle, one without.
One nosh platter for two.
All right.
One French fried dill pickle order, regular order.
Okay.
One Kugel.
Right.
One cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
One breaded mushrooms.
Yep.
One fried cheese sticks.
I don't think we have cheese sticks anymore. I think we replaced them.
Okay. Do you have kosher dill pickle spears?
We'll see. I know they got them sliced. I don't know if they have a whole.
Okay. All right. Chicken strip.
Okay.
All right. One homestyle onion rings.
So. And chicken strips.
Yeah. And one hard boiled eggs and Russian dressing.
And
the last thing is one chopped liver or pickled herring.
Okay, so chicken strip, boiled egg. What was the other one?
The
French dressing?
Yeah, hard-boiled egg with French dressing. And then the chopped liver or pickled herring.
Chopped liver and pickled herring?
Well, just chopped liver then, I guess, if it's or.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And what's the total?
Yeah, I'm going to read that back to you. Could you hold, please?
All right, motherfucker.
Okay, I can't handle this anymore.
No, come on. I just gave you the order.
No.
I was going to tell him to shove it up his ass at the end. After the. I'll see if I can get him to. Come on. I'm sorry. You tell him. Tell him you're sorry about your husband.
Hello. Thank you for calling Ella's Dope.
Okay. Can I please give you the order?
A complete copy of our menu is available.
Let me give you the total.
I'm sorry, that was not a valid entry.
Yes, it was. What were the options again?
Zero. You gotta hit zero.
Could you hold, please?
Okay.
That was fast. Royale with cheese in the chat room. I think I might get one of those at McDonald's today. I'm going to be bad.
A what?
A Royale with cheese at McDonald's.
What's that?
A double quarter pounder with cheese. You never seen quarter pounder with cheese? You never seen fucking Pulp Fiction, dude?
Oh, I didn't like that movie. It was boring.
It took me four times to get through the whole movie, but I watched
it. I got through like half of it.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck, I can't do this.
For years I was like, God, it's just... Everyone loves it, but I
know.
Can't.
My husband loves that movie, and I'm like, yeah. Fuck, I can't watch this. He's like, you're almost done with it. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'll have to watch it again.
That's the same way. Finally, well, after years, I finally saw like it complete. I was like, oh.
I liked Samuel L. Jackson. Say what again, motherfucker?
That's a good scene. That one in the very last like scene in the diner seemed pretty cool.
Hmm. I've never seen Reservoir Dogs. I need to see that one, too.
I saw that once a long time ago. It was pretty good.
Just that one. I saw the Kill Bills. Those were good.
Yep. I've said before in the year that I'm over What's-His-Face anyway. I'm done with
You're that. Over Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, it's just... I don't know.
Yeah, he's a little okay. too... I didn't see Django Unchained.
I didn't. I heard stuff about it. I mean, I'm sure it's a good movie, but he's doing the same old tired... thing, kind of like, you could say, oh well, he went from a Hitler movie to this to that, or a Nazi movie to a slavery movie to this and that, but still it's
starting to become like Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, yeah. Where all they do is World War II shit.
Yeah, well, even it's just like the feel of, like, he's got a definite feel to his movies, like Tim Burton has that. When you're watching a Tim Burton movie, you know you're watching a Tim Burton movie. The music, the angles, the shots.
Oh yeah, Danny Elfman music, hell yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, and I'm just over that, and I'm just starting to feel kind of burnt out on Tarantino's style. I don't know. And I've heard interviews with him, he just seems like such a dork. Like, not a nerd in a geeky cool kind of way, but just a dork like an asshole way. What happened with these people?
I don't know. The guy, like, when I... Are we still on hold?
Yeah. I'm calling back.
No, Dust Bernadette, I've never been addicted to a substance.
Hello. Thank you for calling Ella's Deli. A complete copy of our menu addicted is available online. I'm sorry. That was not a valid entry.
What the zero. Fuck? Maybe you have to wait for the option to come up.
Neon, I hit zero, and it didn't work.
Okay, well, maybe wait for the option to come up.
Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
John speaking.
Hi, John. I just wanted to call back. My husband was making an order, and he was hung up on. I think he was using some profanity.
No, ma'am, I'm going to let you talk to my manager. He cussed at me 3 times.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. He has Tourette's. I'm very sorry.
Is it something medically or something, or is it just...
Did you just hear me? It was a
really big order.
Okay.
I'm doing the
order.
First,
are you speaking over me? I'm trying to talk to you. He has Tourette's syndrome.
Hello? Yes.
He has Tourette's syndrome, so I'm trying to apologize for that. You don't need to be rude to me either. I have done nothing to you.
I wasn't being rude to you.
Okay. Well, let's start this over then. Do you have the total for that order?
We were talking at the same time. I apologize for talking at the same time, but you have to understand my understanding that we were talking to him, and he cussed at me 3 different times. And just lately, so I don't know. He has to. I can't judge from the phone that someone has that. I just said that I
okay. Well,
help
don't
him.
Cry about it. I'm just trying to tell you that that's what happened, and
did you just tell
we can
me, did you
we
just
can
tell
move forward.
I only cursed twice. Effeminate is not.
What did you do to him? Jeez.
You heard. I said he was effeminate, and he said feminine. You
call dumb.
Me feminine too? That was the second one when I called him feminine. Come on, man.
What a
baby.
I know, like, don't cry about it. She cursed me 3 times.
Manager had me cursed me when I called.
But my pants are down, huh?
You take all, I take all, and he cursed me. You buttoned my pants. Okay, go home, sir. Go home. Go home, boy.
I like the magician one where
the Egyptian magician.
The Egyptian magician. Yeah. That's it.
When he has the lion loose, he's like
the monkey.
That's all he did. That guy. That was the only voice he ever had. One trick pony.
That's sad because those were like minority voices.
Yeah. Like the gay voices and stuff, like, it was so shocking that kind of, like, oh my god,
like,
he's gay.
Oh, Booster. Oh, I just want to dance, motherfucker.
We still do that shit, though. Back then, it was like, oh my god. Homosexuality? That's taboo. That makes it funny. A gay guy calling about boiling potatoes and launching them in someone's asshole. Well, that's funny, though. That's so funny.
What item do I lose most frequently? I have, like, kind of long hair, so I lose the rubber
hair.
Band thingies.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on my wrist, but sometimes I lose them in bobby pins.
You lose your hair.
I don't want to lose my hair.
You lose the scrunchies. You use scrunchies? No one uses scrunchies, right? That's old.
No scrunchies. I use the... They're like... They're like cocktail type things.
Yeah, scrunchies are September 10th.
September 10th.
No one uses that shit. Here's a diary. Cursed at him 3 times. Woo-hoo. They're not picking up at the internet tech support scammers anymore.
Oh, shit.
I could change my caller ID, but I'm too lazy right now. That requires opening a browser window, and fuck that.
Bill Steiner.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Sure, what can we get you?
One egg.
One egg?
One egg.
Yep.
Can you not talk so loud, please? You're making the levels...
What's that?
The levels are going in the red. Can you not talk so fucking loud?
The levels on the bread?
Yeah, can you not talk so loud, please, damn it?
This is normal talk.
Yeah, well, don't be... settle down, okay? You want to sit down, have a glass of water first? Are you okay? Hello?
Yeah, what do you need?
Ordering one egg.
Okay, anything else?
Did you want to know how I want the egg?
Yeah.
Cooked.
Poached?
No, cooked.
How would you like it?
Cooked with heat. Oh, I'm so tired of this joke already. Hello? I really am getting bored of that shit.
I like the kid would have a seat, have a glass of water, settle down.
Seriously, it's too loud.
Oh my god. I was at a store one time and the clerk was like all pissy and emo and shit, and he told like the customer, can you be a little less animated?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
These kids were like fucking around. I was at Amoeba Music and kids were fucking around and stuff. He's like, excuse me, can you guys be a little less animated? Like, oh shit.
Like, seriously, calm the fuck down. Okay. McDonald's, anyone? You want to talk to McDonald's?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it as a Royale.
Yeah. That's what they have to call in France.
That's because they're dumb.
Call McDonald's, and it's late. How can I help you?
Hi, do you guys have Royales there?
I'm sorry?
Do you have Royales?
Royale? Sorry, we don't.
The Royale sandwich, you don't have that yet?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
Okay, it's actually a double quarter pounder with cheese.
The double quarter pounder?
Yeah, it's a Royale. It's a Royale in France.
They call it QPC over there.
Oh, no, we do have a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay, it's the same thing. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make an order, and can you have it ready for me when I get there?
Sure.
Do you guys use animal fat in your oil? I'm going like organic. Did you just laugh?
I'm sorry?
Did you just laugh because I said organic and I'm calling McDonald's?
Hello?
That's pretty funny.
Hello? Yeah, you can hear me. Hello.
Can you bake the fries, please? Can you bake them? Do you have an oven? I bet you there's not one oven in that motherfucker. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you bake the fries, please?
No, I'm sorry. We deep fry the fries. We can't bake them.
Can you set the fryer to bake?
No, I'm sorry. We can't.
Oh, shit. There goes that idea. Well, I guess we can't go to McDonald's, because if we get a meal, it comes with the fries. What are we going to do?
I know, and fries are fried. What the fuck? Yeah. Can you throw the ice cream in the deep fryer?
Fried ice cream.
No, I'm sorry. We can't.
Wait, no, there is such thing as fried ice cream. Why can't you?
Can you put a cup of ice inside the fryer?
We don't make fried ice cream here.
Can we have fried ice?
Hey, yo, I need a discount up here.
Can you throw the register away? Dust burned it.
Toss it in the trash.
Remember a few years back when on a conference Applebee's got called and they told to dump other meat in the dumpster and pour bleach on it, and they did it, and it was like a Friday, like right before like a week, like right at the weekend.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I remember. I forgot who did that. I think that may have been Rob the Hyena and them, or I don't know, maybe not. It was like legend in them. It was some of those old salty cats from the PLA, the old guys. Yeah, they did that shit. It was hilarious. Oh, shit. Brad was kind of like, all right, that's kind of fucked up. It was a lot of food and money. Yeah, but they conned them right in. They're like, yeah, threw that shit right in the dumpster. Yeah, fried ice. That'll probably burn the place down.
That'd be popping in their eyes. That'd be awesome.
No one's gonna do that.
Like, I need to hear you throw it in there.
Oh, okay.
Take the phone with you.
This is the corporate office. We need you to run ice to the fryer to clean it. Okay.
Well, it's on, so yeah. Make sure it works.
Yep. All right. Here's a Granger. 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 I see the trucks all over the place. I have no idea what they do. Do you have any clue?
Oh, God. I think it's like heavy duty commercial equipment or something.
Yeah, I think they rent out the shit, maybe. Let me see.
Industrial supply.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Batteries they got here. Lubrication, yeah.
Hand tools.
They got lubrication storage. All right, let's call for some lubricants, huh?
Okay.
Let's call a couple looking for lubes, and then I'm going to give them the code number for this. Let's see, let's find one. Grease, I'm under greases. Should I get penetrants and lubricants?
Ooh.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes.
And nothing came up. It came up with batteries. That makes sense.
Ooh, abrasives to great. Use as lubricants.
Great website, guys. Penetrants and lubrications. Here we go. And then I've got a multi-purpose grease by Mobil. Mobil. See if they have a code number I can give them here to look up. Category, temperature range. Should be like a SKU here, right? Yep, item number. We're good. All right, let's do it. Hierro. Only in Spanish music can some guy yell iron and it sounds cool.
Or azúcar.
Yeah, or sugar. Sugar. Azúcar.
Oh.
I can't imagine a shit English
music. Thank you for calling Granger. Did you know you can now check real-time shipping and pickup availability on Granger.com? This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Thank you for calling WW Granger.
www.granger. I can see why they just have Granger on their site, because it would be www.wwgranger.com.
Yeah.
www. www is stupid because it actually takes longer to say that than World Wide Web.
Should time it.
Yeah, I know for a while people used to say W's at. They were trying to get that to start and never took off.
We are sorry for the delay. Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered by the next available.
Thank you for calling Granger. My name is Sean. How can I help you?
I have product number.
All right. What item, are you looking for?
Item number 1, Mike Utah Charlie 2.
1 Mike Utah Charlie 2.
Yeah, my wife is on the line. We want to use this in bed. We wanted to know if it's applicable.
Let's see what we're looking at here. I think that ought to work just fine. That's a lot of it there.
Okay, so 5 gallons. And this is good.
That ought to do it.
This is a good lubricant?
I think so.
Okay, will it stain probably?
I think it would.
Okay.
Have you used it before, sir?
No, I haven't.
We used to use 5EVZO. Oh, Z0, but... 5 Echo Victor Zulu 0. We used to use that.
Just wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's not holding up anymore. It doesn't. It has a very high heating point.
Yeah. Well, you will be the first that I know of that I use it for that application, but...
Oh, we saw it in a German.
More than happy to sell you some.
We saw it in a German video that we picked up in an adult store.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I would believe anything that you told me, though, to be honest.
You don't?
I'm more than happy to sell it. I'm more than happy to sell it to you.
All right, can you please check another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
7 Delta Foxtrot 10.
Yes.
Can you tell me what that is, please?
That appears to be a toilet.
Okay. And this is a good toilet?
Yeah. Okay, what are you using it for?
For defecation.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Can you explain how it works?
Yeah, it's just standard. I'm not a plumber, but I could certainly bring on a plumber if we need to.
You have a plumber there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because is this the kind where the handle is depressed, the flush valve chain opens, and the flush valve it opens and the flush valve long enough for all the water in the tank, usually like 2 gallons, to rush into the toilet bowl, and then it just goes down, the cocky goes down, and then all the water gets siphoned through a tube connected to the sewer? Is that how it works? And it goes out of the bowl, and the shit comes out of the toilet and goes into the sewer system?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, can you connect the plumber and get into more details then?
Yeah, absolutely. And who am I speaking with?
Cross.
One more time?
Cross.
How do you spell that?
Cross.
And your wife's name?
Wife.
My name is Leah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Be right back.
Bye, honey.
Granger.com.
By the way, Neon, next time a woman answers, I want you to take over and say, "Hey, honey, baby," see how they react.
Alrighty.
I don't think
you know, I can usually sniff them out. Yeah. I know which ones are the freaks.
I got into the science of toiletry. And I will ask about the Coriolis effect.
The impact of an emergency is planning. But sometimes, even the best plan just isn't enough. That's why it's good to know you can reach Granger anytime 24/7. Click online or give us a call. Our helpful, knowledgeable service associates are available to help you anytime. Just call your branch even after hours and be connected to our after-hours service.
Ooh, after hours.
Access our after hours service via our toll-free number, 1-800-CALLWWG. Once again, our toll-free line is 1-800-CALLWWG. We're available when you need us anytime to access the products or services required.
Neon, did you know during a lifetime, 75% of all women are likely to have at least one yeast infection, and up to 45% have two or more?
Thanks for staying on the line. Someone will be with you.
Things get crazy down there.
Yep. This hour of Madhouse Radio is brought to you by Yeast Infection Facts to Know over at HowStuffWorks.com. Be sure to visit them and tell them Madhouse sent you.
Next show, prostate health.
Yep.
Professionals like you turn to Granger for your industrial needs. Did you know that Granger's own brands are true industrial quality products designed to help your bottom line? Count on our exclusive brands to help you get the job done. Ask your Granger representative about Dayton, Westward, Condor, Speed Air, Luma Pro, Power First, Tough Guy, and Air Handler today.
I'm sticking. I want to talk to a plumber, dude. Let's just call and get someone else. Fuck it, right? Fuck a plumber.
Yeah, go get somebody else. You don't have that much time.
It's taking too long. Yeah, I only got... Oh, shit. I got less than half an hour. So I got to get ready.
So bounce your tits around.
Thank you for calling Granger. Did you know you can now check real-time shipping and pickup availability on Granger.com? This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
That's not working for you today.
No. Merda.
Thank you for calling Granger. This is Joy. How can I help you?
Hi, honey baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Everything's in its right place. I'm just wondering if you could check a couple codes for me.
Oh, sure. I can do that. Sure. Let's take a look. All right. What do you have for me?
6D910.
All right. 6D as in David, 910. And then the accounts coming up, which account are we using? Cushman and Wakefield?
Yep.
Okay, let me take a look at that one. One moment.
Okay, honey baby.
So 6David910. It's telling me it's a drain cock, and it says here it's a quarter inch. And I got a little note here that we have to read to you. It says this product is not acceptable for use in systems that convey or dispense water for human consumption in New York. Will this product be used for that purpose?
No. So as long as I'm not in New York, I can still use the cock piece there, right?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, as long as you get, but the account came up in New York, that's why.
Oh, okay, that's the flag there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. They're priced at $2.07.
Do you have any that are bigger in bigger inches than, what did you say, it was a quarter inch?
Well, let's see here. This gives me an alternate. Gives me an eighth inch. So let me go to my catalog here. One moment.
Okay.
Eighth and a quarter so far. Let's see what I have. One moment. Okay, let me find this one first. I know where we are. 6, 7, 9, 10. We got an eighth. We've got a quarter, a 3/8, and a half for the pipe size.
Okay.
Those are the pipe sizes.
And what does it mean, not for human consumption?
Well, they don't want you running it if it's in a, I don't know what they use for, if it's in a bubbler or, because there might be lead in them, maybe.
Oh, so that's probably, okay.
Lead. Yeah.
Is it okay if you use it for, you know, not human consumption, but running off like wastewater? I'm interested. I'm going to open a clinic.
Okay.
And just wondering how much that could actually use, how much it can hold.
Let's see. Overall height 1 inch, max pressure 200 psi, 0 degrees to 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
PSI is pussy, right?
Yeah, we're looking to, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We have a technical department. I sure could ask.
I think you're doing a great job. I think we'll stick with this, honey baby.
Okay. Okay, sure. How many were you looking for?
I'm looking to get 8 of them.
8 of them? Okay, sure. Wait, my computer here.
And I have a couple other codes, too, if you're still handy with that computer.
Oh, sure. Now, it does have a note. Yeah, it's got a note here also. I'm just clicking on it. Waiting for it to pop up again. If it,
oh, yeah, anything to pop up, honey baby.
Yeah, it says plumbing, not for portable water applications in all 50 states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not for portable water applications in all 50 states.
Hmm. Well, maybe we should just move on. I can give you another code to look up if that's okay.
Okay, sure. Let's try the next one.
Okay, it's 21, Y is in yeast, D is in David, 72.
All right, let's check that out. 21Y, D is in David, 72. It says extension shaft, 3.5 inch.
Oh my.
No?
I think I'm going to probably need something like that. I need anything with the shaft, yeah.
Okay, extension shaft. But is this what you're looking for?
Sounds like it, yeah. As long as it's an extension. Okay. I mean, I don't have one myself, but I guess this would be the one to get the head from. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Extension shaft. Now, it does say for use with, and then it gives all these different vendor part numbers. So that's used with something else.
I think I can probably figure out a use. All of these things, okay. Probably right.
Okay. Well, this one is priced at $13.85 each.
Oh, wow.
How many of those would you be looking for?
Yeah, I think I would need probably, let's just try one this time.
Okay, yeah, we can look for one. Okay, what's the next item?
Let's see. Sorry, I had my numbers just right here. 7DF10.
Okay, so 7D as in boy or D as in dog?
D as in dog.
Okay, thank you. Frank, and then 10. Let's take a look. 7DF10.
Jason David Frank, yeah.
Coming up slowly here. The tank toilet, it says. You got your toilet, you got your tank, and you got your seat, toilet seat. and that is priced at $286 even.
Okay.
How many of those are you looking
for? Sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. I'll
probably have to find something for human consumption with it, though. Starting also the side business of eateries that use toilets. Not use.
Mm.
It's just, okay. It's like an art deco type of thing. It's nouveau.
Okay.
So probably have one of those. Can I get maybe one more code?
Sure.
It's Frank Barry Larry 7.
Thank you. One Frank, B as in Barry, L as in Larry 7.
Yes.
Partition door, 24-inch wide, steel gray, and they're $184.36.
Okay, yeah, that one I'm definitely going to need. I need to, let me make sure before I say yes. Is that for a bathroom?
Let's see, I'm going to bring it up here for tech notes. Toilet partition, yep, door, material of construction, baked enamel steel.
Perfect. That's definitely what I need. Okay.
But that's just the door. Do you need like the handrails and all the pieces to make it? That's just a door all by itself.
I could probably use the walls too. I'm looking to make a glory hole out of it.
Okay.
Now, so you need to be able to drill baby drill with it, you know?
Yeah. We have accessories here. Let me see what we can do. They all say optional, so let's see. We've got my computer here. Yeah, there's quite a few accessories to go with that. Let's see.
I need to make it big enough. I need to make the hole big enough in the wall. I guess maybe the door, if you're not able to find the rest of the parts.
Well, it says include mounting hardware.
Ooh, mounting.
But then again, it's optional. It's like a head rail and, say if you're going to put it onto more of a partition, more.
Oh, yeah, maybe I could get handles with that. It actually would help out with the glory hole. Sometimes your arms get tired while you're doing it.
Concealed latch door, concealed latch. Latch knobs. Are you on Grainger.com?
No, I'm not.
Is that where you're seeing these numbers? Okay. I'm going to go on Grainger.com once just because it's giving me, doesn't say required, they all say optional. So I just want to see what we're looking at here. If they give you a little bit of everything, you get a couple different choices.
Yeah, the hole just needs to be big enough so that I can get a penis through it. And the handles would be adequate, especially for those who are smaller or taller, shorter.
Mm.
And then if I can get multiple walls, then we can drill baby drill through the rest of them. And we can get multiple ones to come in there and then come inside.
Let's see. Boy, I just don't know. Let's see here. Doesn't tell you really. This is 24 wide for the door itself, 58 high.
Yeah, there probably will be gaping wide by the end. We could have one side that's just for a frontal penis insertion, and then the other side that's for back end penis insertion.
Hmm. Are these going out of the country?
No, they're coming to Chatsworth, California. We need them on set.
I just wasn't sure. Well, you know what? We have a technical department. Should we ask them once if you just buy this door? I mean, would you need anything else with it? Otherwise, how are you going to hang it? I want to make sure.
I know. Me too. It's kind of like a go fish game. You never know how they're going
to
hang.
I don't want to get to the door and then you can't do anything else with it. Can I put you on hold a second and we'll get back on the line and we'll ask them together?
Sure thing, honey baby.
Let's do that. And your name again is?
My name is Leah.
Leah. Thank you, Leah. All right. And you are with Cushman & Wakefield?
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the company you're with?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right, Leah. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WG.
God, there
we go. You're available when you need at any time to access the products or services required.
Yeah, that company comes up with the caller ID that I put it.
Oh, shit.
And it's a random one. It's 555-1212. Some fucking bullshit company's like, I'll give them that number.
The lady does not get it.
Yeah, you're going to have to just be straight up technical and nasty with her. She's one of those. Just explain, I'm going to bend over and the penis is going to come through and insert my vagina. And they're going to fuck me. You're going to have to do that because she's just, it's way over her head. Yeah.
She's like an old lady. Stranger Granger for your industrial needs.
She's lost her feeling.
Did you know that Granger's own brands are
true? Oh, I hope it's a guy that answers.
Designed to help your bottom line? Count on our exclusive brands to help you get the job done. Ask your Granger representative about Dayton, Westward, Condor, Speed Air, Luma Pro, Power First, Tough Guy, and Air Handler today.
Skunky 420 in chat asking how to say montame y gruñas. Mont me and groan. In Spanish, montame y gruñas. Gruñas with an ñ in the middle and with a squiggly line on top.
Did you know that Granger's Triple Guard extended warranty
like
is now available to be purchased online?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know when to use accents.
www.granger.com. Look for the Triple Guard icon under eligible items on
like
the
item.
Like
there's a difference
details,
between ESTA and ESTA.
Or checkout pages.
This one.
The extended warranty provides coverage against defects in materials and workmanship for 2 years beyond the initial 1 year warranty provided by Granger, giving you a total of 3 years of coverage. Thousands of items are eligible, and the cost is very reasonable. For extra peace of mind,
we got 15 minutes, so we gotta go. So hopefully, this
warranty
takes off.
To your order today.
I know, me too.
I don't want to do any more calls.
Ask a branch representative for details.
What? Really?
All that work up and no satisfaction.
Maybe she was just planning. She wants to make a glory hoe. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is, Betty? No, what is it?
Is it a hole that gives you glory?
That's like the time, and I talked about this a few days ago, but was it Baz did a prank call? I used to work night shift. I got out, stopped at a diner to eat before I got home. And I jumped on the chat room in Mixler, and they were doing a conference. And I told Baz to call the number of the diner I was at. I forget what he was asking for, but in the process, they mentioned that they were trying to see there was a glory hole in the diner. They mentioned that to the waitress. She hung up, and they're all like talking about like, who the hell's calling? Who is this? And she goes, "When what?" He said something about a glory hole. What's a glory hole? And I'm sitting there trying not to choke on my eggs. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm trying not to laugh and shit, but oh my God. That's recorded. Baz has to edit it. It's awesome.
Baz is on right now.
Yes, Baz! He should be working. What's going on? He
must probably be on break.
Cell phone? Yeah. What
He's
are we
all
doing?
Tech savvy now.
Yeah, you want to call Granger again? That's okay.
Go for it.
It's okay, I guess.
We can call. We have one more code.
We can. There's another
Thank
company
you for
like
calling
that called
Granger.
Johnstone.
Did you know you can now check real-time shipping and pickup availability on Granger.com?
Shit.
This
Baz,
call may
work?
Be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Granger. This is Doug. Can I help you?
Hi, Doug. My name is Leah, and I have a code. If you could please look it up.
Okay.
Okay, it's number 21 J as in Jag 453.
Okay. And what company are you with?
It should come up with the caller ID.
Yeah, it came up with a couple of them. What company is it?
We have several.
I've got Cushman and Wakefield or Adidas.
It's Cushman and Wakefield, sorry.
Okay. All right, so let me look at this. Okay, so it's interior paint low sheen by gallon.
Is that the I thought it said something different on your site. Is that the actual title?
Well, that's the description. Yeah, interior paint, low sheen, 5 gallon.
It said baked something. I'm not sure. Is that in the description?
I see that, but I'm trying to figure out what the heck that means.
Well, what is it? What is it? Because it kind of cut off on my side. What does it say on your side?
Okay, I'll read you the full description I've got. It says interior paint, water-based type A acrylic, copolymer resin type, baked cumin.
Oh, so baked cum. Okay. That's what I saw on the site. Baked cum, yeah. Have you used that before?
I'm not familiar with the stuff.
You're not? I'm familiar with a lot of that stuff, with the regular cum, but not the baked kind. I didn't know you guys sold that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the first time I've looked at this one.
I bet it's not the first time you've seen one, though.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. Let's see. How much of that can I get?
Well, this is in a 5 gallon container. How many were you looking at?
Ooh, the more baked cum, the best, you know. I'll take right. At least 3.
All right, so 3 5-gallon pails. It looks like these ship directly from the manufacturer within 3 business days. So you figure in transit time, you're out about a week, a little more.
Is that kind of like farm to table? Like it just comes, there's no middleman?
Well, it's coming from our vendor.
Oh,
from Benjamin
vendor.
Moore.
How many guys work there, do you know? I just want to know how many to fill up the 5 gallon tub.
At where, ma'am?
Your vendor.
Benjamin Moore, I would have no idea. I mean, they're a large company like we are.
Large. Bend it more. Baked cum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Penis?
It says baked cumin.
Oh, baked cum, right?
Baked cumin?
Cumin. C-U-M-I-N.
Cumin, yeah. Mm. No. Bake it like in a little pan. You come in it like that, and then you bake it. Mm. What do you put on? You don't have to salt that, right?
I'm sorry. You're a little faint.
Do you have to salt it?
Use a paint thinner? Is that what you're asking?
No, salt. Salt. You don't put salt on it because it's salty already, right? The cumin. The cumin?
We're talking about paint.
Yeah, but it's cumin.
But that could be relating just to the color.
Stupid asshole.
There's a different color when it comes out?
You're really pissing me off.
Do you understand what's going on, sir?
I'm trying to understand where you're going, and I'm giving you.
Okay, listen here. I'm going to tell you. We're talking about sex. We're talking about penises, and you guys sell baked cum, and I want it on my body. Okay, is that more in your face, honey, baby?
Ah,
hug.
I like this place. It's fun. I just sent you a screenshot. Let me send it to Basil. So.
All right.
It's a chat session I had with their website.
Bass says he's at work. I don't know if he can get on.
He's connected.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Hey, Baz.
Yes, it's Baz.
Yeah. I pulled my pants on and brought him back up real fast for you, Baz.
I'm going to go get a sandwich. You guys want to call it while I'm there?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if I wanted a sandwich. Thanks. Yeah, we will.
Thank you for
What's
calling Granger. Did you know you can now check real-time shipping and pickup availability on Granger.com? This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thanks for calling Granger. My name is Elizabeth. How may I help you today?
I need to drill a hole in the bathroom partition item number 1FBL9 to make a glory hole. It needs to be big enough to fit average to large sized erect penises.
What's your company name?
Cushman.
Okay, and your name?
Cross.
And the Granger number is the 1FBL9?
Yeah.
And this is a 36-inch partition door.
It's metal. I need to know what I can use to drill a hole in it wide enough for erect penises to fit through. My wife will be sitting on the toilet, and then she'll, like, suck on it or have penetrative vaginal sex. Oh, I like Granger. We're going to have fun with Granger for a while, I think. Hang on, I want to share this pic in Dropbox real quick for you guys. Let me put it public. I'll call him again. You take one. Baz is still on the road. Neon or Baz Cannabis Drive.
Thank you for calling Granger. Did you know you can now check real-time shipping and pickup availability on Granger.com? This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thanks for calling Granger. My name is Elizabeth. How may I help you today?
Good morning, Elizabeth. My name is Leah. I'm looking to see if you could possibly look up some codes for me for things I'd like to buy.
Okay, and your company's name?
Cushman & Wakefield.
And I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Leah. Carl Sanders sent me here.
And what is it that you needed?
Okay, the number is 28, Z as in Zed, L as in Larry, 80.
And how many?
Do you have the description on that? I only received the code from Carl Sanders.
This 28 Zebra Larry 80 is coming up as a pump outlet tube assembly.
Okay, pump outlet tube ass. Okay, that's what I saw in the chat, or excuse me, in the on your website. What exactly is that used for?
I don't know. I could get my technical team to tell us. Yep.
Hey, ma'am. I'm the associate here. Would that tube be acceptable for use in enemas?
I would have to get my technical team. I'm not sure what it's used for.
It's going to be stuck into a rectum. Inserted into the rectum. I'm sorry. I didn't use the proper medical term.
Oh.
I'm going to go into that subway. Did you get that number?
Yes, it's in there.
Okay, it is. Good.
Mute, and I'm going to go in. I'm going to order my sandwich, so maybe you guys can create a ruckus while I'm in there.
Okay, nice. You got it. All right. Let's stay unmuted until they start asking you for the order, okay? Can you do that just so we know when to call?
Hello? Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
And then we know it's good that you're up front. Okay, good. Well, hang on that. Let me play some music. This will be the last for the day, more than likely, because we're at about 2 minutes here from when I'm supposed to leave. But I'll hang on for this. This will hopefully be fun.
Make sure you run, Baz.
Run, motherfucker. Let's get him in trouble. Let's see.
Walking to the door now.
You should be running.
Yeah, when you get inside, I'm walking right by I just walked by the Beijing Duck Palace.
Hey, when you go in, say it's Baz, everybody. Say that. Really bad. It's Baz, everybody.
I'm gonna put the phone down.
He's inside. I think it's time. Let's do it. Copy the right number. Yeah, did. Oops. Oh, maybe they're busy. Baz, you hear me? Are they busy? Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Basses are pretty busy. Yeah, they might just leave the phone off the hook. Bastard. I'll give it a few more shots.
Carl Sanders says we should call the Chinese place and send someone over.
No. No, let's not fuck up Bass. That'd be kind of funny.
Shout out. Like, is Bass here?
Hang on. All right, let's do it. Hang on. I got time. Let me...
Do it.
I'm going to change the caller ID to be the subway. Let's do that first. And then I will call. See, I'm at the subway. I hope. Is it next door? Baz, type. Is it next door at the subway? Are you peeing?
I think he said it is because he said he just walked right by it and then he went right into the subway.
I don't know if he meant like the plaza next. The guy will know the subway. He'll know the subway. Right. Was it not copying? Three. Okay. Saved. And let me go here for that number again. Peking duck, right? Something like that?
Yes.
Peking duck. I tell motherfucker I'm here tomorrow noon, motherfucker. Así como usted me ve, yo tengo mi periquita. Así como usted me ve. Okay. I'm doing this way too slow. Okay.
Hi, Jared. I was wondering if I could get a one-pet combo on roasted garlic.
Baz, can you type the name of the guy you got?
Hello, this is Beijing Duck Palace Restaurant. Please leave a
message. Oh, man.
Fail.
Getting in work.
Hello, this is...
Yeah, hey, this is Bill. I'm over here at the subway next door.
I'm sorry.
I'm at the subway. This is Bill. I'm the manager of Subway.
Oh, yeah. Because my owner is not here today. Yeah.
Yeah, listen,
I call back maybe later.
You motherfucker, you parked in my parking spot, you motherfucker. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Shit,
he won't come over the... Make a sandwich now, Baz. Baz, does the guy have a name tag so we can get him killed by the Chinese guy? Baz is like, no. Oh, I don't want to.
He's going to enjoy his roasted garlic.
Ew, gross, man. Roasted garlic, seriously, Baz? It gets in your pores. Your wife can taste
garlic.
It and come. It's gross. She will, too. People are like, oh, Baz had garlic today. Hello? Yep. This ain't working. Oh, I'm leaving. Bye. Thanks, Neon. Thanks, Baz.
Bye. Welcome. See you later.
I gotta go to the physical therapy to get the raped. Yeah, bye.